Welcome into the first Prep Aquatics podcast. I am Skylar King, launching a new site dedicated to high school sports, specifically swimming and water polo. Very excited to start this girls' swim season. A lot of things to discuss. This will be relatively brief once the season really kicks off in about 2 weeks here. We will start getting into some video and be out doing interviews, posting a lot of videos, and also doing shows in video form rather than just podcasts. There'll also be a lot more articles and stuff than we've had in the past in the Illinois prep days. But, yep, excited to have everybody aboard here for a new season, a season that is shaping up to be a pretty big showdown between Neutra and Fenwick. I think the biggest development that I've heard so far in August is that Carl Borkovic is not coming out for the team at Fenwick. And I think this gives Neutra a pretty sizable edge when you look at that its freestyle depth. Because if Fenwick's really going to give Neutra a run, they need maybe Schneider to go two individuals. They need all those extra points that she would get from a top three finish, let's be honest, in the 50 free, and to still go that butterfly. But it does weaken that third relay, which all along I've had in my head is going to be the 200-free relay that she's going to sit. And then you'd have Borkovic and Colleen Barron and Kaminsky and Wickham still on that 200-free relay. So it does add a little twist to the plot here between Fenwick and Neutra, which it really should be a two-horse race unless something really unexpected happens, like someone picks up a freshman that we weren't expecting them to. As always, when you look at my preseason predictions here, I didn't include freshmen. I never do until I know where everyone's going to school for sure and actually seeing them meet for the first time. It's hard to really account for them and know exactly who to give their points to. I think the big ones that some of us know about, Hannah Boyd is obviously the very, very big fish that's moving into high school, and she's in that Bloomington Normal area. A lot of people are telling me that she's probably going to U-High for some of the Chicago area schools. Annie Goslin, I'm hearing Rosary for her, and I hear Loyola's picking up a couple nice freshmen. But Boyd is one that could come in and be a state champion right off the bat. 148, I've seen, I think in the 200 free, she looks like a star right off the bat. But we don't want to give, you know, too much credit to freshmen. You just don't know how they're going to handle their first high school season and, more importantly, their first state meet. I think it's all the nice thing to me is it's all unlike the boys' state meet, which it makes it more exciting. With the girls, I think you're going to see pretty much just straight team intrigue. I think a lot of the individual accolades are pretty much already decided. We knew, you know, last year I said all year I thought Rachel Starr was going to be the senior swimmer of the year, and she was, but Samantha James had an opportunity if they pulled off three relay wins with her, to take that away with the team title and three relay wins and, you know, breaking 50-point 100 free despite a second-place finish to, you know, let's be honest, arguably the greatest female swimmer in Illinois' team history, Olivia Smolia. This year, it's Olivia's award, and she's going to win it, barring something just unforeseen, because she's got to be going back to the backstroke. That's her event. We saw her get fourth place at the Olympic Trials, third fastest time at the Olympic Trials. She's a sprinter. The 100 backstroke is her best event, and she's going to either go the 50 or the 100 free, whatever, in my opinion, it works out best for Katie Wells to potentially get top six twice in the 50, 100, whichever event potentially looks weaker, is the one I think that Olivia will go. The tougher one she'll sit out, so Katie Wells is a better shot. And she's going to win them both in state record fashion, more than likely, and she's going to win senior swimmer. There is some third place you know, interesting storylines between, in my opinion, Glenbrook South and Loyola. I think Glenbrook South probably, I give them a slight edge early because Loyola is going to be counting on more freshmen than Glenbrook South is, more unproven commodities. Whereas with Glenbrook South, you know that Wells and Smoliga are going to be there and show up big. For Loyola, you know, when you lose Remick and Garland, those are major contributors you have to replace. And they got a couple Jardalezes, they have a Russian, and they have a couple freshmen coming in. But it's not anybody can sprint. And Garland and Remick can both sprint. So to me, that's a big question for Loyola. Obviously, when you have Evan Swenson, who has been arguably the second, now with me being maybe the third best sprinter in the state during these last few years, that's obviously a very good start to any of their relays. I think also you have to look at, because you don't have a Remick and a Garland to both go two individuals and go double top six, does Evan Swenson venture out and go two individuals? I think she will. It's something she hasn't done before, so could be another exciting thing. Certainly, that's something that, as the head coach, I think you'll see Mike Engelman experiment with. And if either, you know, Glenbrook South did it this past year without Smoliga, they were top 10 in that 400 relay. Now, this year, I think it's probably worth it for them to pull Katie Wells to go second individual. But if Loyola can find a way to score a third relay that doesn't have Evan Swenson on it, I think, which to me probably would have to be the 400 relay. Most of their girls, I wouldn't really consider drop dead 50 sprinters, more 100 girls. You know, Russians got a little distance background. I think she got 13th in the 500 last year, and the Jardalezes aren't drop dead sprinters. I'm not sure about the freshmen that are coming in, but the 400 relay is probably that relay that they can roll the dice on and try and pick up some cheap points while Evan Swenson goes a second individual. Definitely is something interesting to look out for. But the rest of the top 10, I think most people recognize that you're going to have Downers North up there. You're going to have Niqua. You're going to have LT. I really like Mundelein. I think Falconer is ready for a breakout year. I think you saw that Mundelein probably rested a little too much for sectionals last year and didn't have 100% of their good stuff at state. Not a gun for Boyd, but I have Aaron Falconer picked to be a double state champion. And, you know, if the right people swim the right things, she could still do that. Although in the 200 and the 100, it looks like Hannah Boyd is just going to be a load to deal with in the 200 free, and she'll probably go to 500 as well. And in the 100, you could easily have Falconer see and get beat by some combination of Schneider, Smoliga, Swenson. But the way I have it, my predictions set up, I have Schneider and Smoliga both going to 50 and not the 100. So that'll be something it'll be something interesting to look into. You can say, you know, maybe Mimi will go the 50 and the 100, but in my opinion, you know, she might. Actually, she probably will. When I did my predictions, I sort of looked at it like, what's the one event of the three she might swim that she knows Smoliga won't show up in? And to me, that's the fly. And so that's what I had Schneider predicted to do. She could obviously win the 100 free if Olivia doesn't swim it too. But you just don't know which of those two Smoliga is going to show up in. Why roll the dice? You got a chance to maybe have no Olivia Smoliga go in the 50 in the fly. Whereas, you know, if you go the 50 and the 100, at least one of those Smoliga is going to swim. I think that the big question is, other than, you know, sort of gone over who the top 10 teams are probably going to be, the big question is the state meet going to be faster or as fast as it was last year? I really don't think you didn't lose a ton of seniors. You got plenty of talent coming back, obviously a good freshman class. I think one of the dark horse teams that was impacted greatly by freshmen last year, and looks to be again, is Rosary. And I think their biggest problem is that their three best girls are all backstrokers. But Canfield obviously scored in the backstroke last year. I have to imagine she's going to go the backstroke, and then Goslin will probably go the backstroke, and Hart will have to take her chances in some freestyle events. And probably the 50 and the 100, even though the 50 is obviously a crapshoot. Her two best freestyle events are, I don't know, probably the 200 and the 100, but you probably have to go for a medley if you're Rosary. You know, Canfield backstroke, Goslin, and even though backstroke's probably her best stroke, she can go breaststroke, and then Hart can be the anchor. Coach Schultz always finds a way. And, you know, he's been at it a long time and had success every year in, year out. So I know it'll work out in some way, shape, or form for Rosary. They won't be as good as last year, obviously. That was a huge group of seniors for them to lose between Burke and Lawner and Sixtus and Coombs and Hare. Just a ton of girls that had carried them for years. But it's going to be a quick meet, regardless of the losses like that. Obviously, Samantha James graduated, Rachel Starr graduated. Lake Forest, though, has got some freshmen coming in that look to be pretty good. I'm excited about them. Stevenson, I think, has a couple girls that are really ready to take over for them. Obviously, a lot of people know about Madison Blades. I think that Julia Waller, one of the things that I've done for the site is put together recruiting rankings, and she was the one girl that really stood out to me when USA Time Searcher. She can do it in just about any distance in freestyle and has a pretty solid shot to be a double individual scorer. I hope that, you know, it works out better for Stevenson, because obviously Blades could have scored in a second individual event last year, and she went three relays, and they went 0-for in the relays. So hopefully they either decide for Blades and Waller to go two individuals, or they find some better support for them in the relays than they had last year. The other thing to look out for is, obviously we mentioned Boyd, is this downstate contingent. Edwardsville's got two girls that can really make a ton of noise. One of them is Jennifer Deist, and she, if you look at, for both these girls, really, if you look at the state meet from last year, or even sectionals, you're going to say, oh, that's not that impressive. But when you look at Jennifer Deist, who's a senior this year, I said in my predictions, you know, go time search these girls, because Deist and then Catherine Cool, who is going to be a junior, both Edwardsville, just really, really tough times. Cool, I have the number 7 junior in the state, right ahead of Waller, who I was just talking about. And Cool, I think I have it at number 12 in the senior class in terms of college prospects. These two are good, and Dice, I have 13. They're good, and if they have just average two other swimmers to put a relay together, Edwardsville is going to make some relay noise and could potentially be around top 10, you know, the 10th place point range if they really put it all together. It doesn't look like they tapered for state last year. If they do this year, it could really be a fun addition to have, especially after you saw what Byers was able to do at the boys meet these past 2 years. Bunch of scoring finishes and a state championship in the breaststroke, and you know, look out for Drew May, the boys wise as well. He's way up there in the recruiting rankings in his class as well. But gonna wrap it up here. A lot of different stuff with the site, recruiting rankings. Still got the message boards going, and once the season really gets started here, we'll get the top times going again, and it should be a great year. I'm excited to get out there, get started, start doing some interviews and covering some meets. Got a lot of meets on the schedule. I'll get to as many as my other jobs' work schedule permits. but hopefully we'll see a lot of you fans out there at the different meets. So for now, until the season starts, this is Skylar King, and this has been the first ever PrepAquatics.com Girls Swimming Podcast.